ढाली यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्द जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 31 टेक्स्ट 29, 30 and 31। So we'll try to recite the words. Vidaro vacha soyam adya mahayogin bhavata karunatmana darshitas tamasa paro यत्र किंचन गोहरी। विदुर उवाच योऽयम् आद्य महायोगिन् भवता करुणात्मना दर्शितस्तमसा पारो यत्र किंचन गोहरी। विदुर उवाच सोऽयम् आद्य महायोगी भवता करुणात्मनः दर्शितस्तमसा पारो यत्र किञ्चन गोहरि विदुर उवाच सोऽयम् अद्य महायोगीन् Mata diz. Toyam yudhya mahayogin. Arshitas tamasa paro. Yatra kinchana gohari. Vidaro uvacha. Vidura said, Sir, that, I am this, Adya, today, Mahayogin, O great mystic, Bhavayata, by you, Karunatmana, most merciful, Darshita, I have been shown, Tamasa, of the darkness, Para, the other side. Yatra. Where? Akinchanaga. Approachable by the materially free. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Sri Vidura said, O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, by your causeless mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can return home back to Godhead. Purport. The material world is called tamaha, dark, and the spiritual world is called the light. The Vedas enjoin that everyone should try to get out of the darkness and go to the kingdom of light. Information of the kingdom of light can be attained through the mercy of a self-realized soul. One also has to get rid of all the material desires. As soon as one frees himself from the material desires and associates with a liberated person, the path back home, back to Godhead, is clear. Text number 30, we'll just read the translation and purport. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, Vidura thus offered obeisances unto the great sage Maitreya, and taking his permission, started for the city of Hastinapur to see his own kinsmen, although he had no material desires. Purport. When a saintly person wants to see his kinsmen, he has no material desires to see them. He simply wants to give them some instructions so that they can benefit. Vidura belonged to the royal family of Kauravas, and although he knew that all the family members were destroyed at the battle of Kurukshetra, he nonetheless wanted to see his elder brother Dhritarashtra to see if he can deliver Dhritarashtra from the clutches of Maya. When a great saintly person like Vidura sees his relative, he desires one only to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Vidura thus offered his respectful obeisances to his spiritual master and departed from the city of Hastinapur, the kingdom of Kauravas. Text 31, translation. O king, those who hear these topics about the kings who are completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead obtained without difficulty a long life, wealth, good reputation, good fortune, and ultimately the opportunity to return home, back home, back to Godhead. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport for the 4th canto, 31st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Narada Instructs the Pachitas. And this also ends the 4th canto. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Rita Shri Vishakam Tamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'd like to welcome all of you for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Also like to express my heartfelt gratitude to the devotees who are so sincerely coming forward to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. My special gratitude to Igris Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu for allowing me to serve and also showing personally from his exemplary behavior how much he is eager to hear, although from a person who is completely unqualified. Very grateful to you, Prabhuji. So today we are reading from Canto 4 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 31, Text 28 to 31 we are discussing. The chapter is entitled as Narada Instructs Prachetas. So this whole chapter we have heard Narad Muni instructing the Prachetas, and the whole episode has been beautifully described by different devotees. So after the whole instruction is finished, they take the blessings and then they go. एंड देन अगेन विदुरा एंड मैत्रेया दे कम इन टू पिक्चर बिकॉज जस्ट टू टेक यू जस्ट टू रिमाइंड यू दिस इज विदुर एंड मैत्रेया संवाद हैपनिंग एंड दे आर डिस्क्राइबिंग द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ नारद मुनि एंड द प्रचेतास नाउ अगेन आफ्टर मैत्रेया हैज डिस्क्राइब्ड दिस होल पास्ट टाइम मैत्रेया इन द टेक्स्ट 25 ही सेज My dear Vidura, I have told you everything you wanted to know about the conversation between Narada and Prachetas and the conversation describing the glories of the Lord. And then again, now Shukadev Goswami is speaking in text 26. Shukadev Goswami is saying, O best of the king Parikshit, I have now finished telling you about the descendants of the first son Swayambhu Manu. That was Uttanapad. Now I shall try to relate the activities of the descendants of Maharaj Priyavrat, the second son of Swayambhu Manu. Please hear them attentively. So now he has already described the fourth canto begins with the whole activities of Swayambhu Manu and especially Maharaj Uttanapad. And from Uttanapad the story of Dhruva Maharaj comes and then the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. So the whole episode has been described in detail. And then in the next verse, that is text 27, he describes about that Priyavrat Maharaj got instructions from great sage Narad Muni and then he started ruling the planet and all that. And then we heard yesterday's verse, which Mudgiris Tarunnitaya Prabhu spoke. In yesterday's verse, Parikshit Maharaj is told by Shukadev Goswami that, My dear king, in this way, after hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees from great sage Maitreya, Vidura was overwhelmed with ecstasy. With tears in his eyes, he immediately fell down at the lotus feet of his guru, his spiritual master. He then fixed the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. And then we came to today's verse. So today's verse, we'll read the translation again. Vidura is now speaking to Maitreya. He is saying, O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, by your causeless mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can return home, back to God. So in this verse, Vidura is expressing his heartfelt gratitude to Maitreya Muni or Maitreya Rishi because he has given him the transcendental knowledge. So he is glorifying him as, O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, and by your causeless mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from the world of darkness. So herein, Srila Prabhupada is expressing, he's saying that this material world is tamaha, which means it is darkness, and the spiritual world is full of light, right? So herein we see that Vidura, such a great devotee who is so loved by Krishna himself, you know, when a person has a direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, we know the whole episode where Krishna was invited by Duryodhan in Hastinapur and thousands of preparations were made, extraordinary arrangements were made to welcome Krishna, but Krishna didn't go there. Krishna went to the house of Vidura, without appointment, without intimation. He went as an atithi. He just knocked at the door and Vidura's wife was there. Our Hari Guru Prabhu is smiling. He is reminded of bananas. So Vidura's wife opened the door and she is completely stunned seeing Krishna. I always tell this story, and you know, just like when a person is infatuated with a person, you know, he's completely admiring a person, just like in today's world, there are celebrities and there are fans. And if somebody is a fan of somebody and he's only constantly thinking of that person day and night, what is this person doing, what is this person up to, and what is his schedule, and which movies he's going to do, or what is he going to do. And he's thinking constantly, and suddenly somebody knocks the door and that person is there. How would a person feel? You know, he's like stunned. He's like completely blown away. Same thing happened to Vidura's wife, and she was like speechless. And Krishna at the door is saying, "Can I come in?" And she said, "Yes, yes, please come, please have a seat." And she was completely stunned and she didn't know what to do. She said, "What should I get?" She runs to kitchen and she says that, "What should I make for my Lord?" But nothing is there except bananas. And then she says that, "What should I do?" And she takes the banana and then she tries to offer it to Krishna, but then she thinks that I should at least take out the peel. So she starts taking the peel off. And out of her great, you know, enthusiasm to serve, at the same time nervousness, she takes out the fruit of the banana but gives the peel to Krishna. And Krishna, you know, happily eats the peel of banana. Now, how many of you have ever eaten the banana peel? Right? Krishna is eating the peel one by one and one by one. And suddenly then Vidura comes from the door and he's now completely shocked to see what the wife is doing. Now she's, rather than offering the banana fruit, she has offered the peel of the banana. And what has happened? Krishna is smiling, but Vidura is angry. He said, "Oh, foolish lady, what are you doing? How can you do it?" But Krishna was completely happy because he was not just eating the banana peel, but he was accepting the devotion offered by Vidura's wife, right? And then Krishna met Vidura and he was saying, no, I was relishing. I always tell this, that many times devotees invite us for prasad. And when they invite you for prasadam, just imagine somebody offers you, rather than banana, a banana peel. Rather than karela, but karela ka chilka, which is more bitter. What would be our, you know, will we accept that devotion? Or will we say, "Prabhu, are you okay? Raat ko soye ke, theek se soye ke nahi? Are you in your senses?" Right? Immediately we say, "Come on, Prabhu, you should be careful. This is not the way to serve. Or at least, I don't want this. Get something else." But herein Krishna did not speak anything. And we are talking of the same Vidura who had a direct connection with Krishna, who had a direct relationship with Krishna, and Krishna knew his sincere devotion and Krishna reciprocated his sincere devotion. And that Vidura, when he has faced the humiliation from Duryodhan, he left Hastinapur and he has gone all the way to holy places. And there he is submissively hearing about Krishna from Maitreya Muni. That is the quality of a great devotee. And herein, after hearing beautiful pastimes of Krishna, a beautiful glorification of Krishna, now Vidura is thanking Maitreya. Now, this is the sum and substance of a devotee, the attitude of gratitude. That a devotee is always grateful, not just to his spiritual master, but to every devotee. That is what has been explained here. The attitude of gratitude, that gratefulness, that, "Oh great mystic, oh greatest of all devotees, by your causeless mercy, only by your causeless mercy, that I have been shown the path of liberation." So this is what Vidura is teaching us from his example, that what we should always be grateful. We see when Srila Prabhupada started the Krishna conscious movement, Prabhupada hardly had any support. Prabhupada used to single-handedly cook for the devotees. and he used to make chapatis, sabjis, and all the hippies that time in Haight-Ashbury and San Francisco, they used to come and eat prasadam. And slowly, slowly they got connected. And then, you know, there were people who used to eat 25 chapatis. And not just eat, they used to leave their plates like that. And Srila Prabhupada, 70-year-old person, he takes their plate, washes them, cleans the pots, and then again plans for the next meal. In this way, Prabhupada was doing selfless devotional service. And then slowly, slowly, all these people, they felt that this gentleman, this old man, he's doing so much for us. I think it's time for us to reciprocate. And then there was one person who one day came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, oh Swamiji, do you need any help? And Prabhupada said, my ears were yearning to hear this word. And then Prabhupada said, okay, please help, do this, do that. So in this way, Prabhupada, you know, gave his 100%. And seeing Prabhupada's sincerity and his dedication and his causeless compassion, slowly, slowly, people started to reciprocate. Right? We also hear when Prabhupada was giving his evening classes, again, this was in San Francisco, where, you know, a group of people, they were into drugs, they were into so many bad habits. And people were completely, you know, many of them were not in their senses. So Prabhupada is speaking something on the on Krishna consciousness philosophy, and suddenly somebody gets up and he starts shouting. Suddenly somebody gets up and he says, can you see Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? And Prabhupada, you know, suddenly he replies, he said, no, because you are standing in between. Get now, sit down. So suddenly somebody starts shouting, suddenly somebody starts crying, somebody is, you know, falling. So the way Prabhupada managed, you know, it is very, very difficult. And you know, there was one person. This person was so much, you know, in a very, you know, sometimes people are very much suspicious that why this person has come, what he wants to give us, why is he doing this, why is he feeding us. You know, sometimes when somebody gives Mahaprasad, like as devotees, we don't think too much, we immediately eat it. But when outsiders get Mahaprasad, they see, humko kyu de raha hai? Kya hai isme? You know, sometimes people feel that suspicion. So this person was feeling suspicion. So every time Prabhupada used to finish his class, either he used to cook a meal, but if he was busy, then he used to just cut few apples and he used to give. So every day this person used to come and he was like very aggressive, very angry. And he was like seeing Prabhupada with big eyes. And Prabhupada used to feel that, you know, what he wants. So then Prabhupada, one fine day, he cut 4 pieces of apple and had kept on his left hand apple and on his right hand a knife. And he gave him both, what you want. Because he was so angry. And this person was with full anger seeing Prabhupada. And he took the apple and he left. Again, few days after, the same thing happened. But slowly, slowly, he got transformed. So this is how a great devotee is always showing compassion, right? They are not thinking about their comfort, but their desire to serve and give the message of Krishna, right? So when later on, when all these devotees, they got initiated, they started chanting Hare Krishna, they became the devotees and they started preaching. After a few years later, they told Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, what was our qualification that you gave us the connection to Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Guru Shishya Parampara? What was the qualification? And Srila Prabhupada said, no qualification. Causeless mercy.
So many times in our lectures and seminars, we use this word so often, causeless mercy. What is the definition of causeless? There is no cause, right? So that is Srila Prabhupada, right? Once Srila Prabhupada was going to some place in America, and that place, the people who were staying there, they were completely oblivious to the environment. They were completely naked. And they were growing potatoes, I think so. Right? And Prabhupada went there for some thing and he saw people were not at all interested. They didn't cover their bodies. And Prabhupada, met that person. And Prabhupada said something very instructive. Does anybody remember? He said that, is this the way you want to live your life? Like, you know, he was saying that animals, they live like this. Is this the way you want to live? Something like that. He said, a very instructive way. And the person, you know, that words, that instructions hit his heart. He got completely transformed. And then later on, he became one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And he performed great services. So yes, that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada and his compassion, right? We hear the whole story of the Juhu story, and our Madhav Prem Prabhu every day reads for the pleasure of devotees how the devotees in the Hare Krishna land, they performed such austerities and such dedication. So when the Hare Krishna land was just started, it was that place where, you know, there were hardly any facilities. There were no running water. There were rats and so many insects like that. And before the Hare Krishna land was there, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada who were from America. And they were from very, very wealthy background. And before coming to Hare Krishna land, they were staying in South Bombay, Akash Ganga, that flat. And suddenly Prabhupada said that now you should move into this property. And there was hardly any facility. And they used to keep prasadam and sometimes a rat used to go inside that. Or some cockroach used to go inside that. And then by the time they used to about to eat it, you know, they feel, oh, we cannot eat it. And devotees were feeling very difficult times. And then they told to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you know, there's so much difficulties, there's so much tribulations, there's no running water, there is this, there is that. And Prabhupada just told one statement. What was that? Don't you want to get purified? And that one statement changed their entire paradigm. And if they had given up, and if they had told Prabhupada that, we are leaving, we cannot do. Would we have the Hare Krishna land? Today, almost lakhs, 1 lakh people come every Saturday, Sunday, they say, just to take the darshan. And thousands of people come. So many people come, get their families, have so many events, weddings. On some special Muhurat day, I was told that in one day, 7 weddings can happen. So people come to such a holy place, people understand the value of that temple. And today we see such beautiful temple. But what was that place, what that temple possible without the hard work and dedication and the commitment of such devotees? And that happened because how much Prabhupada admired and how much Prabhupada desired to get that land. So yes, so that is what has been explained here. To conclude, I'll just speak this beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. I think Mukunda Maharaj speaks about this. I think Mukunda Maharaj once, when Srila Prabhupada was very sick, this was I think in before the 70s, I think 68, 69, 67, the early days when Srila Prabhupada was very sick and he was feeling that I think I may not live longer. And he was about to leave and go back to America. So at that time, you know, all the devotees who had just connected, just chanting, just initiated, and they were told that now Prabhupada is going to America and he may not return, or he may not be alive, because nobody knows the health situation of Prabhupada. So they were coming to leave, you know, to say goodbye to Prabhupada in the airport. And they were thinking, what should we do? And at that time, I think Mukunda Maharaj asked to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, you are going, what will happen to us? And then they were just new. So this Mukunda Maharaj asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, so now you are going to America, can you send some of your god brother as a replacement? When you're going back to India, like when you're going to India, can anybody of your god brother come to America to give his association and all that? And as we all know, Prabhupada didn't have so much support. So Prabhupada said that as a disciple, you should never say that you should have a replacement of your spiritual master. You can take siksha from many other things, but you cannot replace your spiritual master. And that was a time when Prabhupada made a favorite or a famous statement. He said that you chant Hare Krishna here and I'll chant Hare Krishna wherever I am, and we'll be always connected. And then that was a time we all also mentioned that more than the spiritual master, the grand spiritual master is merciful. It's like the father is merciful, but more merciful is the grandfather. So I pray at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who will help you and guide you. And then of course Prabhupada went to India and then he came back. And again, he preached to so many devotees in so many different places, in so many countries and continents. So that was Srila Prabhupada. So herein we see, the real devotee is always grateful to his spiritual master and all the devotees. And that's what we have seen in the last verse, that is verse number 28, that how Vidura, he is falling at the feet of his spiritual master and he is thanking him for all his mercy. So bhakti is all about gratitude towards the devotees. You know, a devotee should be grateful for whatever he's been given. You know, because nobody has planned to come here. Nobody had planned their way that, okay, at the age of 25, I'll leave everything and join the temple, or I'll stay here, I'll serve here, I'll do this, I'll do that. But somehow, it is the causeless mercy of the spiritual master and the devotees that we are able to serve. So then the verse 30 comes, or the text 30 which we read today, where, you know, Vidura talks about, you know, how he had heard the divine instructions from Maitreya Muni. And now he is going to Hastinapur. Right? Now just imagine, you already know Krishna, you have a connection with Krishna, you have already have an exalted spiritual master like Maitreya Muni, you have heard the instructions. Now after everything, Vidura can easily say, now let me go and do my Nirjan Bhajan. Let me just go on the bank of Ganga. Let me chant whole day. Let me just read Bhagavatam. No distraction. No appointments, no seva, just hearing and chanting, right? So, just hearing and chanting. He could have easily done that, but Vidura, out of compassion for Dhritarashtra, he immediately went to Hastinapur, because he knew that although the battle of Kurukshetra is finished, everything is done, but still this old man, the blind man, my very dear relative, he is still attached to his kingdom. I have to get him out of this place. So he could have easily done what he was doing. He could have easily continued to associate with more sadhus or more of his spiritual practices. But he went all the way out, goes to Hastinapur. So similarly, all of us, we have come to Krishna consciousness. We have been in touch with devotees. And we get instruction from the spiritual master. We get association from the spiritual master. But then, what is our responsibility is to give that knowledge to others. Janma sarthak kari kar paropkar. Give that knowledge and preach. Right? I think the Bhagavatam verse says that, you know, if a person thinks that he can repay to his spiritual master, then he is like a Vinoda Patra. He's like, he's just making a joke that he's thinking, oh, I can repay. But the same Bhagavatam says that the only way he can repay is by preaching the knowledge or the knowledge which the Guru has given to distribute that knowledge. Right? So herein we see that Vidura is teaching by his example that we should preach, we should give this knowledge, we should help the people who are struggling or suffering in the conditioned world. And that's how he goes to Hastinapur. And what happens in Hastinapur has been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that too in the first canto, chapter number 13, Dhritarashtra quits home. That chapter has great, you know, expertise, and especially for devotees, sometimes we feel we are little bit lax in our Krishna consciousness. If we read that chapter, it is very inspiring. One of my favorite verse from that chapter is Vidura is chastising Dhritarashtra. He's saying, Andha puraiva vidaro manda prajnascha sampratam vishirna danto manda agni saragha kafam udvaham. He's saying, you have been blind from your very birth and recently you have become hard of hearing. Your memory is shortened and your intelligence is disturbed. Your teeth are loose. Your liver is defective and you are coughing. Still you are not living up your throne. Although so many indications are given, but still he is speaking like that. Then in the next verse he is saying, Aho mahiyasi jantur jivitasa yatha bhavan bhima parivar jitam pindam adhate griha palavat. He's saying, how powerful are the hopes of living beings to continue his life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog and are eating remnants of the food given by Bhima. Now he's saying, you are old, you have so many health issues, that's fine. But on top of that, you are eating like a household dog. And that too, the remnants thrown by Bhima. Why he is telling Bhima? Because Bhima was the person who killed Duryodhan. And all his, many of the children were killed in the battle. Still you are staying in that same house. Just get lost. Go to the forest. Go to the one. And in Hindi, you know, just see our language. 50 is pachas, and in some of our language we say 51 is ikkavan. Ikkavan has one, means that means now is the time to go to the one. Bavan, right? So our shastras have also told that there is a time for everything and there is a time for you to enter the forest. Or in our understanding, to take more seriously Krishna consciousness. And then the next verse, that is verse 31, which has been described here, and that is where Parikshit Maharaj has been told by Shukadeva Goswami that, O king, those who hear these topics about the kings who are completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead obtain without difficulty a long life, wealth, good reputation, good for fortune and ultimately the opportunity to return back home, back to God. So Shukadev Goswami is now about to describe, the fifth canto is about to begin, and he is going to describe the activities of Maharaj Priyavrat. So before speaking, he is telling that one who hears the description of the surrendered kings, or the surrendered devotees who are kings, what will happen? They will get long life, wealth, good reputation, good fortune, and they will return back home, back to Godhead. So that has been described, and thus ends the fourth canto also. So I think from tomorrow we'll begin the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So today is also a very auspicious day as per our Vaishnava calendar. It is the disappearance of Srila Rasikananda and also the disappearance of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So we'll briefly speak about Srila Rasikananda. So many of us, we have gone to Remuna. In Remuna, we have gone to Hirchur Gopinath Temple. And there, we have seen the Samadhi of Srila Rasikananda. So, Rasikananda was actually, you know, he was born in 1590. And his father was Achyuta Dev. And his mother, her name is Bhavani Devi. So, he was born to them. And in the childhood, his name was called as Murari. And then later on, in a very early childhood, he was married to a very great devotee. Her name was Shama Dasi Mataji. So from the very beginning, he was completely absorbed in Krishna. He was completely absorbed in serving the devotees. So one fine day, you know, he had great earning for having a spiritual master. So he was praying for the mercy of the spiritual master, and he was praying to Krishna. And in a dream, I think he had a dream that he will meet his spiritual master, and that was none other than Srila Shyamananda Pandit. And then Shyamananda Pandit comes in his dream, then he says that very soon I will meet you and I will give you my mercy. And then in few days he meets Shyamananda Pandit, and there he takes the initiation from Shyamananda Pandit, and both him and his wife, they get initiated. And then he instructs him that you should take care of the this place, and in Gopi Ballapur you should take care of the deities of Radha Govinda. And then since then he starts staying there and preaching there, and he had such power and such conviction that people of all caste and people of all walks of life, even people from the Mohammedan family, they were getting, you know, attracted to Krishna consciousness, and they were completely absorbed in the association of devotees. So it is said that once there was one person, he was a Muslim, and he was so much against Srila Rasikananda that he had sent a mad elephant to kill him. But seeing the devotion of Rasikananda, that mad elephant bowed down at his feet, and he later on he initiated that elephant. Right? So that is the glory of Srila Rasikananda Prabhu. And Srila Rasikananda Prabhu had three sons. One was Radhanand, Shri Krishna, and there was one more, Radha Krishna. So all three of them, they were taking care of Shri Radha Govindji at Gopi Ballapur. And then later on, you know, even today their descendants are, you know, serving the deities. So in this way, we see the beautiful pastimes of Srila Rasikananda, and today is the auspicious day where Srila Rasikananda Prabhu disappeared from this world. So let us offer our heartfelt prayers and beg for the mercy of Srila Rasikananda. Also, today is the disappearance day of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Now, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is there in every ISKCON temple, in every altar, we have Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he is considered as the greatest of all the Vaishnava. In his pranam mantra we say, Vaishnava Sarva Bhaumas Shri Jagannathaya Namana. So he is considered as the greatest of all Vaishnavas. So it is said that he was born in Bangladesh and then later he used to come and stay in Navdeep, and then he used to stay some part of the time in Vrindavan, some part in Navdeep, sometime he used to go to Haridwar, sometime he used to go to Jagannath Puri. But major time he used to stay in Navadeep. And then he used to stay in Jagannath Puri also, and also Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, he used to do his bhajan. And while he used to do his bhajan, many devotees used to come. And he was considered as the greatest of Vaishnava, seeing his bhajan. And he was considered as the perfect lover of Krishna. So Jagannath Das Babaji, you know, he was born in the year 1800 AD, and he was considered as the perfect of all great Vaishnavas. He was always considering, always hearing and chanting the names of the Lord, right? And it is said that one time there was one sweeper in Vrindavan. He was sweeping the, you know, Vraja. And as you know, when you sweep, what happens? The dust comes out. We can hear the sound of sweeping here also. So the dust comes out, and there was this person, you know, doing the sweeping. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj used to see this person every day. And one day he went and he took the dust of the feet of the sweeper. And as soon as this happened, many of the other Goswamis or the people from the higher caste, they had a lot of problem. They went and approached that, how could you do this? How could you, you know, you are such a great Babaji. You have such a great Babaji, and how could you take the dust from a bhangi or a sweeper? Now, in today's world, this word is considered a bad word. You know, people have, today we have so many topics about casteism, and there are so many issues. So these topics are very sensitive. And what to speak of that time where, you know, in Bengal or in Vrindavan, it was considered so much that people used to, you know, keep distance. In fact, if a Brahman sees a person from the other caste, he used to take bath. And in that situation here, he has gone and taken the dust from the feet of the sweeper. So all these Brahmanas or all these Goswamis, they came and they said that, how could you do it? And then he said that, we are in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the holy dham of Krishna. What is the topmost thing is Krishna. And then Krishna's devotees. And Krishna's dham. And the topmost ang of bhakti, or the topmost aspect of Vraja bhakti, is taking the dust of Vraja. And this is the person who every day cleans the Vraja bhumi, and the whole dust of Vraja is smeared on his body. So how much fortunate is this person? So why can't I take the dust of this person who's not just cleaning the dham, but he's also taking the dust of the Vraja, which is the dust of the holy feet of so many Vaishnavas. In fact, I think Rupa Goswami in the Mathura Mandal Mahatmya says that the way to serve the dham is by sweeping the dham. So what great service then for the Braj dham. So in this way, when he spoke that, others could understand, right? But going in detail or going to this pastime, many times we hear this pastime, we can understand that how much, you know, we should grow in bhakti, that, you know, like some devotee is cleaning. Would we go and take the dust of a person who is doing that? Like we hear the pastime of Ramanujacharya where he was going to Tirupati. And you know, on the way he asked somebody that, where is the place, where is this, where he asked the direction that, you know, where is the place. And somebody showed the way, okay, go this way. And immediately he offered him Dandavat Pranams. He said he is showing the way to Lord Balaji. So many times when we hear such pastime, but how many of us, or especially personally me, that we actually go into the pastime and he says that, you know, he is actually cleaning the braj, or he is actually cleaning the temple of the Lord. He is actually serving Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, or he is actually personally dressing the Lord, right? So that is what we need to go in detail. Also, it is a time when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was more than 120 or 130 years old. He was so old, what to speak of lifting his hand, he was not able to lift the eyelids. And that time, one of his very, very dear disciples and servants, Bihari Lal, he was serving him. So he used to eat in a brass big vessel and prasadam was served. And while he was served the prasadam, Bihari Lal used to go somewhere and get some more items. So just where he was staying, a newborn puppies were born. And they came and they started eating from the plate of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Just imagine you are taking prasadam and we have so many dogs here. Many times we get irritated. But here in a group of puppies come and they are not just near you. They are just eating from the plate which you are eating. And you know, although his eyes were closed, but he knew that somebody was also eating from the plate. So he continued eating. And as soon as Bihari Lal saw it, he was completely shocked and angry. He just shooed away all the dogs and he ran behind them. And as soon as Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj heard it, he said, "Why did you do that? They are Brajvasis. They are Dhamvasis. How could you do that? Go, call them. Call them back." And Bihari Lal was like completely stunned that how could you do it? But he said, no. He said, no, you took Dale, they have gone. He said, no. Till the time they come back, I will not eat my prasad. And then literally he had to find all of them, get all the puppies. And again, then he started eating. So that was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and his love for the Brajavasis and including all of them. One fine day he told that take this 200 rupees and buy Rasagulla. That time 200 was a big amount. And he had bought so many Rasagullas and he told that you should go and feed all the cows which you see. So you should feed the cows and make sure you should not feed even one Rasagulla to the Sahijyas. So he was completely, you know, he had love for everybody, but at the same time he was philosophically completely perfect. Those who claimed or those who do cheap imitation of Radha Krishna Leelas, they should be avoided. And the same thing we see, like, and of course we recite his pranam mantra. Shri Gaur Abhirbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Om Jagannatha Ayate Nama. So we know this pastime that how Bhakti Vinod Thakur was taking, meeting so many different people, reading so many books, trying to take so many different maps and trying to find the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then he wanted confirmation. And then he went to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was so old. He was in the palanquin. And he brought to that place and there were a few tulsi plants around there. And as soon as he came to that place, he jumped from that basket. And he jumped high and he said, "Yes, this is the place. Ehi to hai, Gaur Janma Bhumi." And that's where that birthplace, the Yoga Peet, then that now we have a beautiful temple there. So that was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And it was on this day that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj departed from this world. So, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj had a disciple. His name was Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj. And his disciple was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And then his disciple was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sir Thakur. Right? And Bhakti Vinod Thakur had such deep affection and love that he had made different places his bhajan kutir. Even if in Navadeep, I think in Swadat Sukhand Kunj, there is a small place where his bhajan kutir is there. So that's all about Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki, Srila Rasikananda Prabhu ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.